Let's talk a little bit about anal cancer and what's going on in terms of clinical research at MD Anderson.
We have a trial that we've recruited about 20 patients to using capecitabine oxaliplatin together. It's building off of the rectal cancer regimen that I explained earlier. The doses have been reduced and the third week has been dropped. So I'll just say what dose we're at right now. It's a phase two study, but we had interim look at the first 10 patients and thought that the acute toxicity, particularly diarrhea leading to dehydration, grade three toxicity, was higher than we would have hoped. So we have the first 2 weeks we're giving weekly oxali at 50 milligrams per meter squared. Weeks four and five, we're giving 50 milligrams per meter squared of oxali, and the capecitabine dose is 750 per meter squared BID. And that's similar to the British regimen of neoadjuvant chemoradiation. In the first 10 patients, we have had all complete responses. We've had no residual disease.
Path CRs.
Just follow them clinically. So they don't get surgery and they don't get excisions because the tumors are in the anal canal. So we follow them, and at some point, we call them a complete response based on a clinical exam and proctoscopy. We biopsy only selectively. That's a good point for the clinicians out there that treat anal cancer patients, is that we only biopsy patients after chemoradiation based on clinical suspicion. Because there's a downside to biopsying in a radiated area in the anal canal, you can develop an ulcer or a fistula. A rectovaginal fistula is the worst thing that can happen because that could be a permanent problem for a woman. So we only do biopsies when we suspect there's residual disease, an enlarging mass, or an ulceration in the anal canal, or bleeding. And it's usually a tip-off when the patient doesn't tolerate a digital rectal exam and follow-up. If it's painful, that is a suspicious thing, and that patient should always be referred to a surgeon for consideration of examination of anesthesia. I've never really seen ulceration occur from radiation in the anal canal that wasn't tumor. Sometimes people can have a fissure that's painful. Those suspicious things lead to biopsy.